breaking news from WTOP.
And we're continuing to follow breaking news, again, out of Columbia, Maryland. A shooting at a mall there, the mall in Columbia. Three people are dead. The mall remains closed, and they're calling it still an active crime scene. And we're actually going to go to a mall employee online on the phone with us here. And who am I speaking with?
This is Shannon.
Shannon, so you're an employee at the mall. Tell us what you saw and what you heard.
It started, I would say, the first signs I saw it maybe was a little after 11 o'clock, and we really didn't get much information. To my knowledge, at that point, you guys on the outside had more information than we did on the inside. We didn't hear any alarms, anything go off, but we saw people running at my end of the mall, and people were just yelling, get out of the mall, get out of the mall. And at the time, we had no clue what was going on. And then another mall employee ran by who actually has a kiosk near the food court, and he said he physically saw someone shooting in the mall. So that's when our panic started, and then the mall put us on lockdown. Just lock your doors, go hide. And they were actively looking for the shooter at that point.
Now, were you able to run out of the mall, or did you actually go shelter in place?
I sheltered. I mean, I just think running when you don't know where active shooter is, that was a tough decision, but I hid.
All right. Now, did you see the shooter, or did you see any of the victims as you were trying to hide?
I did not.
All right. Now, talk about the scene. Did you see a lot of people continuing to run out? I mean, were police quickly in the building, or how long did it take where you saw police running through?
Well, like I said, I was hiding. So when it initially happened, I was not sticking my head out to see anything. But, you know, you could still hear people running by. We heard the helicopters that were outside, and we were made aware that police and K-9 units were in the mall. The mall did send out phone calls to all the stores, like a pre-recorded message. So after a little while, they were trying to keep us updated.
So you actually were hearing over a loudspeaker, was it, that things were okay?
No, they actually called the stores.
Oh, okay. And so what area of the mall do you think, when they were saying it's an upper level of the mall, do you have any idea what store it was around when it happened?
To my knowledge, it was outside of the food court wing, and that's actually on a lower level, but there are escalators right beside the food court where he may have tried to make a run for it.
Now, were you alone when you were sheltering in place? Were there a lot of people trying to shelter with you?
In my store, I was actually alone. I'm one of those people, I don't ask questions first. So when that employee ran past me and said there was an active shooter, I just hid.
Well, we're very glad that you're okay. And thank you so much for calling us and telling us what happened. And we wish you all the best.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. And again, your name is Shannon. And what store you work at?
The Art of Shaving.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Shannon, for calling us here on WTOP. Again, a lot of stories like that this afternoon. Again, SWAT teams are still going through this mall to see if anybody is sheltering in place. They're trying to find any more victims. They don't think that there are, but they're not sure. Obviously, when the gunshot started, a lot of people hid, and they don't know if anybody may have been injured. And we heard in a press conference earlier that three people are dead. One of the people who are believed to be dead is the suspected gunman in the case, and Ken Ullman County Executive says it was a well-run, thoughtful operation tactically by SWAT teams there. The officer says that the three victims were found in an upper-level store, as Shannon was saying. She thinks it was near the food court, but that's not being confirmed yet. And we do believe that one of the people who are dead is the shooter. One of the bodies, according to Howard County Fire Rescue, was found near a gun and ammunition. And investigators are now moving in as well to try to figure out what happened here, why this shooting happened, and no identities of any of the victims have been released yet. And we're going to continue to follow this story here on WTOP this afternoon.